This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. Plenty of time for your calls and thoughts about what you want. We were reviewing the video of the alleged beheading of American photojournalist, independent photojournalist, James Wright Foley. There's a video of what appears to have him sitting, or kneeling rather, on the ground out in some sort of a desert area with a man dressed in all black, standing next to him, carrying a knife after giving a pre-written speech. Foley, then the man in black gives some sort of a statement and proceeds to begin cutting at Foley's neck. The video then cuts away after about a second of sawing, or what appears to be sawing, at his neck, and then shows a still frame, a pan still frame, of the alleged body with James Foley's head, or what appears to be his head, sitting atop the back. So some are saying this looks fake, and I think the best claim, the best question, big question mark about this video is that, you know, they don't show it. And there have been videos in the past where they have shown someone being decapitated, and they're absolutely horrifying. That's why I was afraid to watch this video. I started the show tonight having not watched it, and then one of our callers, Luke, called in to describe what he saw happen in the video. He said it cuts away, and so we all watched it. At first, none of us wanted to watch it tonight,
right.
And then we all sat and watched it. And of course, I was dreading it. I'm like, oh, God, what are we going to watch here? Because I was thinking maybe the guy who had called in had seen an edited version or something like that. But no, apparently the original version that was released, it's got this cutaway. And then, Lauren, you were talking about how you thought maybe there would be more blood. Another one of our callers said that he would have expected, given the arteries going through the neck, that there would be a lot more blood splashed on his, you know,
there's
his
clothing.
There's
a lot of red flags.
And apparently it doesn't have that in the very ending frame of the film. So, but that just raises more questions, right? Like, because as soon as you get into conspiracy land, then all of a sudden different.
And I promised myself I wasn't going to get in. And the thing is that, guys, you got to remember, even if this video is fake, it's not something that we need to make a humongous focus on. We need to recognize that it is fake. Spread the word that it is fake, but this shouldn't be a reason to get rid of the government. Even if it was put out by the government, the reason to get rid of the government has nothing to do with that. It has to do with the fact that we shouldn't be ruled at all. And that's the thing, is that's why I don't like conspiracy theory.
But wait a minute, Lauren, don't we need the government to protect us from ISIS? I mean, these guys allegedly want to kill Americans. They've got another photojournalist, if you believe the video, that they're about ready to execute. I mean, you could be next.
That's the thing, is that according to the U.S. government, everybody wants to kill us, you know? Mm-hmm. They're just our safety, our protectors, and you know, just come into our arms and we'll save you. And that's the thing, is that it's like a chick crawling into a lion's mouth to try and get warmth.
Mm.
I would rather freeze to death.
Welcome to New Hampshire.
You guys stand.
I don't know. Even if this video to me is suspect, I don't know why. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not going to make a claim whether I believe it's real or not. I don't know. It's got some big questions.
But I don't know who. If it's not real, I don't know who did it or why they did it.
Right.
I'm just like, well, that's not convincing at all.
The thing is that. I talk about conspiracy theories as a magic trick. So it's like sleight of hand. We distract people with this obviously raw, like fake video, or, you know, fake facts about 9/11 or anything else you can come up with conspiracy related. And people are so hyper focused on this one thing that they can't prove, that the public, A, starts to think we're crazy, and B, we forget about what it is before all of this, even if this weren't happening, if the government weren't involved in all these horrible incidents where Americans died or other people died, it doesn't matter whether they're Americans or not. People are dying from the U.S. government, and we forget the fact that we should be free in the first place because of, you know, the fact that
nature... How would you forget that exactly? I mean, I haven't forgotten that.
I think people forget that when they get involved in conspiracy. I think
In conspiracy.
Right, because the conspiracy becomes
okay,
because
you were saying we, and I'm like, wait a minute.
Oh, no.
You mean
those,
conspiracy
I'm sorry,
people?
I used we too loosely. I meant people who are involved in too deeply involved in conspiracies often make the conspiracy the reason why we should be free. Mm-hmm. Like, look at this horrible thing that they did that I can't really truly prove. But,
yeah.
I mean, I've got good evidence, and that's all well and good, but that's not the reason that you should be free is because we need to be free from that. We need to be free because we have a right as human beings to not be treated as animals.
Right. What you're saying is that the government, if the government is bad and would make a video like this and a bad, you know, if it was fake and the government made it, it is a very bad action. Then people would just wouldn't necessarily say, well, just because that government's bad, then all people who wish to rule over others in a monopolistic fashion like the state does, then they're all bad. It's just saying, oh, well, this one's bad, so we just need another better one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we see
that a lot.
It's even more than that. I mean, people just hyper-focus on these little tiny activities.
Well, right.
I mean, they don't seem tiny at the time, but, I mean, even 9/11, we don't really talk about it that much anymore.
Thank goodness. I'm so sick of that that discussion. People have been calling for years about that here on Free Talk Live. And, you know, maybe you're right here as well, Lauren. Maybe we're getting too distracted by the details in this video as well. I mean, arguing or discussing, I don't feel like there's an argument here, but more of a discussion about, you know, is this real? What would it really look like if it were real? You know, obviously, we don't have much personal experience on watching people being decapitated, but I did see the Nick Berg video, and I remember it being much more disturbing and complete in comparison to this. But it is still interesting to think about this, like, you know, because where does it go? Or why create this fake video? What's going on with this guy? If it's fake, is James Wright Foley still alive? Is he sitting, you know, in a cage somewhere?
Yeah.
Is he, you know, is his family being taken care of?
I hope he's
like
okay. I it's really
just,
do.
And it just doesn't make any sense to me. Why fake this video? I guess the best argument is that the government wants people to believe these ISIS guys are a real threat.
It's Obama pushing his agenda because he just announced that we're going to stay at war, and he's got people are really upset.
But why fake it?
Because they know that he broke his promise.
But why fake it? Why, if you've got this guy, and you've had him for 2 years, but why fake the video? If you're going to have a video of this guy looking decapitated, why fake it?
Because Obama is a freaking coward. That's why.
I don't think Obama ordered this video to be made. I mean, that just doesn't make sense. That, you know, even if it was a conspiracy theory.
Whatever. The people in charge are cowards. Whatever.
So, was the U.S. government holding this Nick Foley guy for 2 years?
It's James Foley.
James Foley. I'm sorry. James Foley. Were they holding him for 2 years? I mean, that's crazy. Talk. I mean, I can hardly believe that either.
I
don't know.
That's the problem with this theory that this isn't a real video. As soon as you go into the theory that it's not real, you go off into crazy land where nothing makes much sense anymore.
That's why we can talk about it in our circle. We can talk about it in our libertarian circle. But I don't think that this is something we want to talk to outsiders about. This is
We're on the radio right now, so, I mean, there's all kinds of people listening.
I mean,
this,
but it's mostly libertarian.
I wouldn't go that far.
No, not at all. We're on over 160 radio stations coast to coast. There are all kinds of people listening to this this radio show right now. And I'd love to get your thoughts at toll-free number 855-450-FREE.
But if they've watched the video, I'm sorry, go ahead.
855-450-FREE.
And if they've watched the video, they likely are as skeptical as we are.
All right,
I mean,
so
you have to be. It's so fake. And it's so poorly done.
I just don't know. I'm... Just don't know.
Another question, though, is, you know, the larger question is, let's presume this is real, and even if this isn't real, there have been people who have been decapitated in the past. That much is true. So how do you stop that from happening? Of course, the best answer, in my opinion, is to, and the most more freedom-oriented one, is to get the government out of the idea of protection services. Get them out of the military, pull them back from around the world, and I'd like to see them shut down, and then let people individually decide on your own how to protect yourself. You want to hire somebody with a tank or some sort of mercenary squad to protect you if you feel like you need that level of protection, you should be free to do that. Just don't force me or anybody I care about to pay for it.
Crashed. The Death of the Dollar. It's a hot new novel that has a lot of people talking. It explores what our government's reaction to a U.S. currency collapse would be. And when the government nationalizes all supply chains in an effort to keep order, the sentiment voiced towards such a tyranny is, we're not picking the fight. The government already did that. We'll just be fighting back for a change. This is a great book, but don't take my word for it. Look at the reviews on Amazon. Bernie says, Crash is a really terrifying trip. It is thought-provoking. It makes you wonder, what if? Could this happen? Gary Jones adds, this is an excellent book. It is also a little scary because it could very well be true. I hope it's fiction, and Julia Moffat calls it a gripping read and the most exciting, insightful book this year. Crash is a fast-paced read that has two-thirds of its Amazon reviewers calling for a sequel. This book is totally worth your time. It's well-researched, liberty-oriented, realistic, gripping and gritty. Do yourself a favor and don't miss this one. Get your copy at Amazon. Crashed, The Death of the Dollar by William Cooper. Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book. And it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Take control toll-free. Dial in at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features waiting for you on the site. Just go. It's free. freetalklive.com.
The Marijuana Investment Conference. It's in Houston at the Weston Houston Memorial City on September the 8th, bright and early. So I'm headed out there, and I'll be mingling and finding out what the trends are in the nascent and burgeoning field of marijuana. The market is new and wide open. Lots of people are going to be making lots of money in the marijuana field in the next few years. This isn't some convention where you're going to look at different types of glass bongs or anything like this. This is a they're focused on exclusively bringing investors and legalized marijuana businesses together to create opportunities and grow the sector. I've never heard of such a conference like this before. It proposes to offer entrepreneurs the opportunity to pitch their businesses and ideas to bona fide investors, whether formally or in a casual networking environment. So please join me at the Weston Houston Memorial City on September the 8th, bright and early. Register to get the discount, marijuanainvestmentconferences.com. Use coupon code FTL. I'll have some FTL stuff to give away while we're there. And as a matter of fact, if I can get 10 people to use that FTL code, covers all the expenses. MarijuanaInvestmentConferences.com, code FTL. I haven't gotten any word back whether or not we've gotten 10 people, but sure would love to have you. MarijuanaInvestmentConferences.com, code FTL.
I posted a link to the alleged beheading video on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter, and asked the question, did they really do it? And if so, why not show it? And you have responded. We might share some of those responses here in a moment. And then Lauren's fired up about war. Maybe we'll talk about that too. But first, we go to Lonnie. He is in Cleveland. Lonnie, you're on Free Talk Live, the and Lauren and Mark.
Yes, how you guys doing?
Welcome, Lonnie. Go ahead with your thoughts tonight.
Yeah, I think rich people or super elite have kind of turned that term into almost like a fairy tale. You know, it's used when they commit a crime. And
which term? I'm sorry, you cut out for just a moment at the beginning of your call.
That's no problem. It's almost like the word, the phrase conspiracy theory is almost, it's been turned into like a fairy tale. You know, rich people commit a crime, or super elite or super powerful people commit a crime, and oh, that's a conspiracy theory. It's Santa Claus. So, you know, of course it doesn't exist or it doesn't happen. Now, if I committed a crime, I'd want everybody to believe that, you know, it was a fairy tale and never happened.
It could never happen. Yeah.
Right. You know, but, you know, what I would say is that, of course, there are some people at the top that are running the show that are criminals. And conspiracy theories or actual crimes that happen wake up a lot of people. You know, cops, all they do, and detectives, all they do is, you know, they have a theory that there's a conspiracy or a crime happening, and that's their whole job, you know, trying to discover or uncover that crime. So when the young lady was talking about how she doesn't want people to focus on conspiracy theories, well, you know, most people or some people aren't as educated as herself. So these conspiracy theories, that most of them, I bet, are true, actually wake up people to the fact that of what's going on, actually. So I think
I actually had this discussion with an individual, Richard Heathen, who runs Rebel Machine News. He and I talked about conspiracy theory and did a mini debate on my show about it.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually brought up that exact same point that, you know, a lot of people don't even know about the Liberty Movement, and Alex Jones brings them in. And
he's a very big conspiracy talk show host.
Yes.
And he's somewhat liberty-oriented.
Yeah. And the thing is that somewhat is the problem. And I think that people need to be coming in from an intellectual basis. And if within the Liberty Movement they want to talk about, you know, how bad the government is, then that's one thing. But when we're projecting out into the world, when Alex Jones is one of the biggest quote unquote liberty things out there. And so I think he's a big voice. And so the problem is that that's what people are seeing. And a lot of people think that we're crazy for these views. And I'd rather bring them in from a standpoint of understanding and agreement.
Mm.
And I think that we can agree on things philosophically. And
I think
and
no,
we can't necessarily agree with everybody on, you know,
on the
cops are killing people, you know.
Lonnie, I agree with you that there are definitely people who have come into the freedom movement from finding the conspiracy theory realm. It's just, I side with Lauren on this one. It's kind of a dangerous place because you can kind of go off in a couple different directions when you get into conspiracy land.
Like lizard people.
Right. You can go off down the rabbit hole, or you can kind of find the ideas of liberty and then maybe kind of come to Free Talk Live
or come to the
shows.
Conclusion that there's really nothing you can do about whatever the conspiracy theories are. There's no way you can prove
right.
them. So
how are you going to shut down the Bilderbergers?
Yeah, and because the minute that one of these conspiracies that we have out there on the Alex Jones show or any other show is disproven, every one of our
oh, there's been plenty of them that have been disproven.
I know, but that's just it. Is those are the reasons that people think we're crazy. And every time
oh,
that
I
happens,
oh, I don't know about that. There's all kinds of reasons that people think libertarians are crazy. Lonnie, go ahead with your thoughts. Anything else you want to share tonight?
Yeah, I was just going to say, well, you know, like I said, more or less that term is just used, actually is probably propagated by individuals to, you know, kind of just get the reaction that you guys are giving. You know, you don't want them to think conspiracy theory because this, that, but it's just really a crime. I mean, these are crimes and it's nothing more or nothing less than that. And actually conspiracy theory, like I said, a theory is just the idea that something may be occurring, and a conspiracy is a crime between individuals. So it's not like, mm-hmm. you know, the term is, you know, the moon man.
Sure. No, that's a great point. I mean, it doesn't necessarily mean you're crazy because you have a theory about
right.
something.
You're only crazy
well,
if you're wrong.
Kind of been propagated to that point, you know, where
yeah.
now if we use that term, it's like, well, where's the tinfoil hats? When
I you're right. I mean, the dividing line between a presumably legitimate sounding theory about what happened to JFK is not tantamount to a theory about lizard men taking over
right.
the world. Thanks for the call, Lonnie. I appreciate
yep.
hearing
yep.
from you. I guess some individual level of judgment needs to go into listening to these things. But the problem with the conspiracy realm is there's not a single major news story that there's not some sort of conspiracy angle on. I mean, whenever there's some sort
at
of...
At some point, you wonder whether anything bad ever happened before whatever this deep, dark, shadowy group it was that took over.
I want to point out that you just said it takes a level of individual judgment to be able to cipher through these conspiracy theories, you know, the difference between lizard men and, you know, this beheading.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just the thing, is that within the liberty movement, I think we do have individual judgment. But I think a lot of people that are tuning in randomly don't necessarily have that judgment. And so when they realize that we're talking about lizard people, they just think everything else is crazy.
Well, we're not talking about lizard people.
We've talked about them several times.
And not in any serious manner. Not as though
we believe
it. None of
us believe that.
You're not a believer, are you?
No.
Well, I don't believe in the lizard people. Mark, you don't either, right?
No.
All right.
Only in my dreams.
Toll free number is 855-450-FREE. You can take control here. This is Free Talk Live.
Policy issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-463-7479. That's 1-800-463-7479. 1-800-463-7479.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want, whether it's about the conspiracy theory of your choice or the beheading video, which is sort of what started us off into crazy land, because once you stop believing that the beheading video that was released this week, allegedly by ISIS or ISIL, once you stop believing that it's real, then all of a sudden nothing makes sense.
You woke up
anymore. I don't know if you've woken up, because I don't know if it's true that it's not real. I'm still not convinced that it is fake. It's just a possibility that it is fake to me. Lauren, you seem pretty convinced about this.
The thing is that I'm not convinced it's real. That's just the thing is
I'm
that
I'm not convinced either way.
It's proving a negative, you know.
Share with us your thoughts. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And also, if you need focus and are feeling fatigued and trying to get that extra edge when it counts, check out modafinil from modup.net. Studies show 1 in 5 students use this cognitive enhancer, offering multiple benefits, including a double-digit increase in short-term memory, fighting off fatigue, and greater focus overall so you can get things done. Businessmen around the world are talking about modafinil from modup.net, how it's making the difference in their work and giving them the critical edge they need. At modup.net, it's affordable for everyone to take advantage of the benefits of modafinil. They're 80 to 85% lower in price than the brand name. Don't mistake low prices for inferior quality, however. They ensure that purity and potency are consistent to that of the branded version. Remember, Free Talk Live is an international radio show, and modup.net ships worldwide. It's your responsibility to know if local prescription requirements and laws apply. Check out modup.net and get a sweet discount when you pay with Bitcoin, 33% off, and you make the deal even better by using code FTL, like Free Talk Live, and you'll get 10 free tablets with your order. So again, don't forget code FTL at modup, that's modup.net. World-class service at a great price on modafinil. Let's jump into your calls and thoughts here. Chris is on the line with us listening in Mark and I's hometown of Sarasota, Florida. Hey, Chris, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going, guys? How you doing?
Welcome, sir. You're on the air.
Thanks. Yeah, I just was calling. You know, you guys have a pretty interesting show that I happened to come across on the radio. And, you know, I think you guys bring up interesting points, and these are the types of things, you know, that kind of need to be talked about just amongst people. So, I mean, I just want to commend you guys, first of all, on doing that.
Thanks.
As far as, you know, like the conspiracy theory stuff, well, initially, I wanted to say, sorry, a point. You know, it seems like in technology with all this stuff, social media, it connects us, but it doesn't really, you know, connect people to people. You know what I mean? There's like more interaction than ever before.
Absolutely. I mean, I remember I was biking by a local pub recently, and I saw a couple sitting outside, and when in any other circumstance you'd expect them to be talking to one another, it looked like it could have been a date. They were just sitting there on their phones, and it's not it's not
that
uncommon.
Date was going badly.
it's not uncommon for that to happen, though. Even, you know, whether it was a date or not, or just two friends sitting at a table together, you see that a lot. And I'll you know, when I see my friends doing it, I'll say something like "phone party" just to kind of bring attention to it to the fact that
we call that cupcaking.
Cupcaking?
Yeah. So Amanda Billy Rock.
Is that a millennial term or
something? Yeah. I mean, Amanda Billy Rock told us about it. So her little sister said it to her, and she's downstairs one time, and we're all just hanging out at the Quill, and she says, you know, because I think it was Riaz or something.
These are activists in the New Hampshire area.
Friends
no
of
one
ours.
Else. Yeah. Go ahead.
But we're all hanging out at the Quill, a bunch of activists, and one of our friends, Riaz, was on his phone, and she said, "Riaz, stop cupcaking." And we're like, "What's that?" And she said, apparently, cupcaking is when you text on your phone in a social situation.
Uh-huh.
Where did I get this name?
I don't know where they got that name either.
Now this is officially a thing because I said it on the radio.
Chris, what else did you want to share tonight?
Yeah, along with the conspiracy theory stuff, you know, it generally comes under, you know, having a bad rap or being crazy. And, you know, it's kind of difficult to get away from that. You know, just even the word conspiracy theory has a sort of, you know, stigma to it. But, you know,
yeah, you're a nut. That's when immediately that's what the suggestion is.
You know, now, a lot of them are nuts. So it's understandable why people think that.
Yeah.
Carl Sagan, he said, you know, scientists aren't necessarily inherently smart people. They just question things. And I think that's what it comes down to. They're just skeptics or flip-siders. You know, they just kind of wonder what if things are not what they seem. And I think,
well, there's a difference between being someone who questions what they're presented with and another who makes up a kind of a theory, right? Like, so that's the difference between questioning and theorizing and sort of filling in the gaps. It's one thing to say you don't know what happened or you don't know the truth about what happened. And it's another thing entirely to say that you believe this is what happened, whether or not there's any evidence or whether the evidence is credible that supports those claims.
Yeah, and I mean, from my perspective, though, it's tough because you get both sides of the story. People are just so adamant about, you know, this is true, why don't you believe it? And then there's other people that say, why would you question that? What are you stupid?
Which is why I don't waste my time with it, generally. I mean, I totally agree with you, by the way.
It's tough to ever say, yeah, I believe that or the other. You know, it's kind of, unless I see or I was there, it's really hard to ever, you know, make up your mind.
Absolutely.
Listening to you guys' radio station is the first time I heard about the conspiracy theory with this whole ISIS beheading video, and I haven't seen the whole
first time I heard of it, too. I hadn't watched the video until tonight.
They pop up with every story, like you guys said a minute ago with the last caller. Thanks. Just wanted to say, you know, as far as what you guys are doing, keep it up because
we'll do, Chris. Glad you're out there. Thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
That must feel so good when people call in and they just they tell you how much they love your show.
No, no, really,
it
no.
makes us uncomfortable.
I get tired of it.
I'd much rather talk about issues, honestly.
Yeah, I don't want to get praised up and down here.
I think there's way too much of that on the radio. Talk show hosts that
terrible.
You know,
thanks for your service, Sean, or whatever it is they say.
Let freedom ring.
See, I feel like that's somebody trying to tell you that you're really changing their life.
Oh,
that's not to say
I don't appreciate it.
The ideas changed our lives, right? And so these are just ideas. Ian and I aren't amazing people or anything like that. These are amazing ideas, the ideas of human freedom. Yeah.
Really? Because I think you're amazing.
Oh, thank you.
Both of you.
You know, it's not to say I don't appreciate it. I appreciate somebody who wants to say, thanks, Free Talk Live. I'm glad you're out there. And we made a promo out of a couple people saying that recently. There's one guy who was talking about how he joined the Free State Project because he happened to find Free Talk Live on the radio in his area of Charleston, South Carolina at the time. And so, yeah, it's great to hear that from people, but if that's all that we did was just hear people talking about how much they liked the show, it'd be a really boring show. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. We've got Tyson in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Tyson.
Yeah, hello?
Hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
I'd like to talk about conspiracy theories.
Please.
And I, you know, I really want to talk about how I think, you know, there's conspiracy theories and then there's, you know, factual information on some of these things. Like, you know, some things could be fact and some things, you know, are a little odd. You understand what I'm saying? Like,
sure, okay.
Yeah.
In 2036, there's supposed to be a meteorite that actually hits the Earth. Now, that's been confirmed by the Russian government. They said that there's a meteorite approaching the Earth. You know what I mean? Like, that's a fact. And, you know,
no, that's not a fact. That sounds like a theory to me. What makes you think that's a fact?
Well, I suppose it could be a fact that they said it.
they said that was factual information. They've done calculations. Now, saying that on a period of time, you know, maybe it will hit, you know, an asteroid belt and get knocked off or something will happen. But, you know, they said.
Or maybe their calculations are wrong.
Here from January the 10th of last year, huge asteroid Apophis will not hit Earth in 2036, according to space.com.
Tuesday, people.
So how'd they screw it up? I mean, apparently, according to Tyson, the Russian government said it was going to happen.
Well, they thought it was going to happen, and then they decided it wasn't.
There you go. So, we shot that one down already, Tyson. Go ahead.
I'm saying that things could be real, or things could also be wrong. You understand what I'm saying?
Tyson, hang on, man. We're losing you there and drowning you out in the music. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Yeah, I think you have to question everything. I mean, whether it's coming from the American government, the Russian government, the BBC, whatever your favorite news station is, you never really know what the truth is unless you've seen it yourself, as our earlier caller pointed out. Free Talk Live.
This is Mark Edge of Free Talk Live, and I've got something awesome to share with you. I've recently joined Liberty.me. It's an online city devoted to people who love liberty. Break free of the flame wars and bridge-dwelling denizens of Facebook. You deserve better. You deserve a friendly, ad-free social network where you can chat 24 hours a day with like-minded souls around the world. Attend live interactive classes with experts on economics, finance, politics, and money. Access a vast library of books and discuss them with your reading group. Better your life with exclusive self-help guides on investing, self-defense, homeschooling, security, healthcare, saving money, and starting a business. Become a libertarian luminary yourself and get paid in the process by publishing your works on Liberty.me. Get tipped via PayPal and Bitcoin.
The first step towards freedom is to invest in yourself. Start your free 30-day trial now at Liberty.me.
I love being a member of Liberty.me, and I think you will too. The first month is free. Sign up and say hello.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com.
And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Just dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Tyson dropped off the line there during the break. Plenty of time for your calls and thoughts. You just dial on in toll-free, or you can call us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. You do need to send a contact request first. It'll be approved within usually about a segment or so, and it'll be easy for you to call us on Skype, and you'll sound better than the average caller. So do that, and don't forget to join us over at freetalklive.com. We go right back into your calls and thoughts. Lucas is with us, listening to Talk Radio 850 in Raleigh. Hey, Lucas.
Hey, I wanted to just say Tyson, I think, was talking about the asteroid that is supposed to come near Earth in 2880. That's a newer news story than the one. 2880. That's right.
I think this should be fine.
A long time down the road.
Yeah, I'm not too worried about
that
one.
Past Star Trek.
I'm not real worried
and
about
Buck
that.
And Buck Rogers.
here's the problem. In science, a theory is something that's heavily supported by evidence, logic,
right,
and it's peer-reviewed. In
gravity.
Conspiracy theory, like you said, it's all about, exactly like gravity, in conspiracy theories, it's all about what we don't know but what could be true. And you'll generally find in the field of conspiracy theories, or any kinds of theories about what politicians are doing, those aren't real theories in the first place, is just a lot of speculation from amateurs who don't have any scientific evaluation of any actual data. They're just hypothesizing about what could have happened. I would prefer to think of it as conspiracy hypotheses. And I think this is, as Tyson has pointed out, this has really undermined our ability as a society to actually communicate with each other, because now we've got all these people on the radio foisting things that are speculation as fact, which confuses a large part of the population about what's a fact and what's not, and how you tell what's a fact and what's not. Just because you read it on the internet doesn't mean it's a fact.
Well, now let's clear something up.
Don't you think that a large portion of the population was misinformed even before radio?
Oh, I would agree they were. On the other hand, a large portion of the population wasn't informed by radio of things that absolutely are not true. And that's what's happening now, is that we have people being told that things are facts in giant numbers. Millions and millions of people tune into this stuff every day and are told that these things are facts. And then maybe a year later, it comes out that, in fact, we know what the facts are, and that conspiracy theory goes away. But the host never comes out and says, well, and I was wrong about that.
Sure.
And so all these people who,
like psychics who
have no credibility to tell us what's true and what's not. And so I think people like Alex Jones, who support this cottage industry of amateur speculation as fact, those people, we ought to pull their radio licenses.
Hold on. That's as far as I'm going to go with you. First of all, there is no such thing as a radio license anymore. But what you could do is you could encourage.
Correct.
Correct. There
There's
hasn't
no
been
FCC
for.
FCC license anymore?
Yeah, an FCC license for radio stations.
Right, not for hosts, not
for
individual hosts.
That's what I mean.
Okay.
No,
there used to actually be a license for hosts.
Right, well, it used to be that actual individuals who, to be on the air, had to be licensed. So that's where the confusion comes in.
It's probably been about 20 years since
the FCC. I think we could pull the license from the whole station if they want to sell facts as fiction as facts.
I don't believe
what about Christian
censorship? I don't think that we should throw people off the air because they disagree with us, even if they're just completely wrong.
What if they lie?
Wait a second. Okay, you're talking about every religious program in the nation not being allowed on the radio.
I was going to say that. That's really funny. But the other thing is that even if they lie,
or the falsity of religion or God. So
I agree with that.
The issue is that the facts that we have to deal with, that we're being told that, in fact, are not facts. We're being told that something else is, in fact, true, like Barack Obama is an alien. We're not talking about religion. We're talking about stuff which distorts the public's ability to understand anything.
Here's a few things that I want to say.
Yeah.
First of all, if we did that, we would have to ban education. Because, as I mentioned in my latest article, hold on, let me finish. The latest article that I wrote was about the fact that public education is child abuse because they teach children as fact that the government is the best thing for them. Second of all, second point.
They don't teach that anywhere in school, that government is the best.
The government is the best thing for people. Yes,
had.
They do.
I never had that in any textbook I ever read.
You know, maybe they've changed since you were in school, but we've definitely seen some disturbing school curriculum that certainly. Yeah, we've seen some disturbing school curriculum. I'm sorry.
Let's talk about that curriculum then and correct that curriculum. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to do that. I don't know if you ever tried to change the system, but it's almost a total waste of time.
I want to see how you're going to prove Barack Obama's not an alien.
Well,
you haven't proved it yet.
Now, hold on a second.
I don't have to prove he's not an alien.
Of course he doesn't have to prove that, Mark.
It's a wild speculation.
He is.
No, it's not. No,
yes, it is, Mark.
He's
absolutely right about that.
No, he's not. We're talking about taking people's licenses here for a second.
No.
If you take somebody's license, you have to prove what they've said is incorrect. You have to prove it as a falsehood before you take their license.
What are you
talking about? I understand how rhetoric works, and I understand that a person makes a positive statement.
Some factual basis for making the claim, and do they have any factual basis for making the claim that Barack Obama is an alien?
Well, take a look. The news tends to fall down these rabbit holes on a regular basis. They'll quote some article that quoted some article. You're going to be end up, if you go after every false statement that everybody made, you're going to shut down every news industry in the world.
It's protectionism. It's the biggest problem
here. It's not protectionism.
We need to stop protecting the American public from information and let them actually learn to think for themselves.
Okay, and that's a good idea, but people don't learn to think for themselves if you teach them ways to think that have them thinking that things that are facts are that are not facts are in fact facts, and things that are facts.
How do you determine what the facts are? This is
something we used to do as a society, and this is what I'm trying to get across to you. We used to have, for example, in radio and television, we had something called the Fairness Act, which required a certain amount of airtime be given to each side of a position, and what ended up happening.
Wait a minute. That has to do with politics. That doesn't have to do with determining facts.
It did have to do with determining facts in politics, because what happens otherwise is somebody gets on the air and talks for 3 hours straight, simply saying the same thing over and over again, which is propaganda and not news.
Do they pay for this time?
I can go radio all day now.
Wait, hold on.
I'm programs all the time. I'm not talking about you guys, but there are other radio programs.
Oh, yeah, we do it.
Propaganda and not news.
We take a single position. We take a position that is that human freedom is the best choice in dealing and for people to deal with each other, and we pound that point home
this
3 hours a day.
That's
right.
But we pound the point home.
Are you against freedom of speech? Because it certainly sounds like you don't appreciate free speech.
But then you're saying we didn't have free speech until 1986.
We don't have free speech now.
The was in place until. Okay.
Oh, I would agree that we did not have freedom of speech
anyway.
When we had
so what
essentially.
Are we arguing about?
Look, until the internet, I don't think we had anything. I don't think we had anything like free speech until the internet
showed
up.
Because you want to censor people. Just so that we can make sure that everybody's called properly.
You are allowed to say whatever you want in the public sphere, but you are not on if it's, for example, radio airwaves that are owned by the public.
How did the public get these radio airwaves? How did the public get them? How did the public get the radio waves?
Because the stuff that's right over my property belongs to me. So if the radio airwaves coming into my home, you projected that radio. That's what the law said when they wrote it, and that's why they put it that way. But the law was written by thieves and liars and criminals, right? No, I want you to keep in mind, is there an infinite number of space on the radio spectrum for stations?
No, but you didn't homestead any of it over your house.
So if I build my own radio station and that interferes with a government licensed radio station, who loses in court?
I would say that the person with the license, but that's because they'd homesteaded
that
space.
The person with the license will win in court, and that means I have been silenced. So have I lost my right to free speech because I'm not allowed to start my own
radio station in my home? No, because you stole someone else's thing that they've already homesteaded.
So you're saying the radio station owns those airwaves.
I would say they homesteaded them, or bought them from somebody else and homesteaded them.
Licensed them from the government. And if you go read about how the law actually applies to your radio station,
I don't care about the law. I'm talking to you about morality. The law is written by criminals.
But you don't own the airwaves. I'm not claiming to own the airwaves, sir.
You're claiming to own the airwaves.
I'm saying the public owns the airwaves.
No, the public doesn't own them.
Through my body.
Show me the public.
Through your body.
If you can own it, then you should be able to sell it, right?
I'll make sure I don't breathe any of your air.
The government licenses it, but they do not sell it.
The government is a bunch of liars and thieves that have at their behest a bunch of armed people that will do what they say.
Does the government own it, then? Is that what he's suggesting? If the government can license it, then they must own it.
It's public. The government owns it.
Does that mean you own it? If the government owns it, do you own it? And if you own it, how do you get a piece of it? It's free.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.